season. So until next time, I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Can't wait to cart this.
March 4th, 1982. It's 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is On the Town with Mikey D. I am Jason Lane. How is everyone tonight? In studio with me now is the gentleman that performed that song by Young Familiar. The track was called Names of the Hair. Ben Patricus, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Love that track, by the way.
Thank you.
I know that you're playing a show tomorrow with Gunmother at the Lily Pad.
It's true.
So why don't you just kind of give us a little background about what we just heard?
Sure. Yeah, that song is getting on in months, I guess, these days. That was one of the first songs I wrote as something other than Bent Shapes, which was my last band. And I put it out there unceremoniously and re-recorded it recently for a first full length for Young Familiar that will hopefully be out in early 2019. It's just based around a little digital drum loop from some app that I downloaded for my iPhone and then chopped up and put through a stutter pedal. And yeah,
it's amazing what you can do with that kind of stuff these days.
I know, it's all free, or a lot of it is free,
and you can just do everything on your own too, and then do it the way you want to, and then, you know, get people on board and kind of pick and choose different people, you know, and say, please, I beg you to bring over your violin or whatever and record.
Yeah.
So that was kind of, is it safe to call it a bedroom project?
Yeah. Yeah. Bedroom pop.
I see that name floating around. It's new to me. It's bizarre when it comes out of my mouth, you know, bedroom pop.
I know, it's like,
drinking soda in bed.
Well, I was just thinking about, like, Swell Maps were making bedroom pop in the late 70s.
That's right,
or something.
They were.
It's all, you know, it's all been bedroom pop this whole time.
But for this show, though, you said you recruited five musicians.
We
were chatting offline. And so what kind of element, live element, are you going to bring to that kind of sound?
Yeah, so that one and most of them have kind of a similar setup for instrumentation when I play with other folks, and it's based around kind of standard, like, bass guitar drums, but I managed to find somebody who plays upright bass, so he's frequently playing, and then I have a few people that alternate in and out. It's similar to a project I had a few years ago and occasionally get back together called Christians and Lions, where there were folks who would go on tour with me, there were folks who couldn't make it on tours but like to play locally, and so we just swap people in and out, and that was kind of the understanding that we had. So tomorrow night I've got my good friend Andy Sadaway, who plays as the Chrome Bouquet and was also in Bent Shapes with me. He's going to be filling in on bass. Chris Mara, who used to be in Christians and Lions with me and plays in Baby Driver, is going to be on drums. And then Fiona Wood from Frequency is playing electric violin. It'll be me, and James Weinberg is playing accordion, who he plays in other music projects, but I think his main bread and butter has been visual art. He's a really, really excellent visual artist.
Yeah, I know a few visual artists that kind of use music as a different crazy outlet for them, and they kind of bring it back to their visual art, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Baby Driver. I actually played with them. Tommy's great.
They have a new record that they're finishing up now too.
Do they? That's good to know. I'll make a note of it, and hopefully we get some of that soon.
Yeah.
So do you know, trying to see, do you know the folks, Adam Glasseye and Gunmother, you pretty close with them, friends, etc.?
Yeah, I've known Georgia from Gunmother for many years, kind of through just local arts and music message boards and friends of friends, and I've known her for quite a while, and her partner Bear I've known for several years as well. Mm-hmm. Adam I met I think more recently. But then Sarah from Gunmother played trombone on the Young Familiar record that we just finished tracking. So, pretty tight with them. I really, really love their band, and they played the last time I reunited Christians and Lions. Actually, they played that show as well.
Yeah.
So I've been looking forward to playing with them again.
That's great. So you're pretty much friends with everybody that you play with. Do you ever have to recruit people that you don't necessarily know, like put out an ad for? Is that a hard thing to do these days? And I'm kind of speaking to this because there's probably other musicians that would love to get like a trombone player, a violin player, and might be difficult. Well, it is difficult.
Yeah.
So do you have any kind of advice or anything as to how to go about that for other musicians that might be listening?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've done everything from, you know, just posting on my own social media and asking for friends of friends that people could recommend to me, to posting on Craigslist. Ben Shapes actually posted on Craigslist, and that's how we found our second guitarist, Luke Branfin, who puts out solo stuff, played in like mini dresses and stuff, like really excellent musician. And I never thought Craigslist would work. I was just putting it up there kind of as a fail safe.
Yeah.
And then we've got in touch with them. So I would say just like plaster your stuff everywhere you can, and also have like something ready for people to listen to, even if it's like a bedroom demo that, you know, has, you know, a catchy melody or a cool weird noise in it that somebody will grab onto and say, okay, like this is my stuff, I could deal with this, you know. I think that's the best way to do it. And most of the people that I play with now, you know, we've become friendly, but like,
yeah,
you know, I met them kind of through a friend or through like a group on Facebook or something.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You just got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Of course.
And I just want to remind our listeners that you have a show tomorrow, Gunmother, Young Familiar, and Ryan Adair Rooney, mm-hmm, at the wonderful Lily Pad in Inman Square. And what time does that show start tomorrow? At 10 o'clock.
10 p.m.
And, you know, I would like to play one more track by you. We're going to do a song called New Starts in Old Dominion.
Yeah, this is a Bent Shapes track. This is the version that I came up with before it ended up on that record.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Right to be revolted. It's just around the corner. can keep my mind from turning in this pale and lonesome room. Every day collapses together, skips along the waning moon. Where I find the shining face of Luckily, who sits among the roses and the reeds. Notion, be it kind and untied, and we are mere survivors on the oceans of goodbyes. It's the castaway to find a smack of grief, quiet moments where once the storm released, drifting down upon Luckily.
On how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of their talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing. Truth is the light.
Truth is the light.
The light is the way.
Light is the way.
The less folks know.
The less they know.
The more they have to say. And if you want me to, here's what I'll do for you.
Alright.
Well, I'll light a candle and I'll pray the Lord will bless you. I hope someday he will understand, but till they do, just
don't look back.
Now you better not look now.
Look back.
Oh, he'll catch you.
Look back.
Yeah, you gotta keep running, running till the end.
Don't look back.
one of the quintessential Boston bands. The Remains, Don't Look Back. It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Jason Lane, and I am extra dedicated tonight because I am skipping watching World Series Game 2 to be here with you and play. Amazing local music. Yes, that's how much I love you. Before that, we heard from Gunmother Lucky Lee and also Avox Blue. What a great track that is. A Place Without Time. And just a reminder, Gunmother has a show, and that happens tomorrow night with Young Familiar. We just spoke to Ben of Young Familiar and played a couple of tracks by him as well. Actually, let me just jump back and tell you what I played, because when Ben came in, I kind of was focused on conversation and should have been keeping up this. So we started the show with Dire Phaser, Kosa Biru, Morphine's Radar, and then we did a couple of tracks of Ben's, Young Familiar's Names of the Hair, followed by Young Familiar's New Starts and Old Dominion. Then a revamped version of One Hit Wonder by Tracy Bonham. And, of course, Avox Blue, Gunmother, and The Remains. So we are now current. And I'm going to continue with another band that's playing tomorrow at O'Brien's. This is the Knockups, Where My Love.
Meanwhile, we voted yes on 6. medicals and rec dispensaries, bet. 20 strains, edibles and vapes, and the people of the world say, great. Wait a minute, what about me? I'm locked up, the dispensary be Goldman Sachs, rich getting richer, while the kid with the brown skin gets the middle finger with killers to the left of me, rapists to the right. Stuck in the middle, Mr. Blonde got a knife, it ain't right. If I was rich and I was white, my lawyer would have fixed it like Michael Cohn might. Not a flight risk, not a violent offender, just a kid in the dorm, warrior, weekender. Used to be a bartender, getting a degree, now look at me. Let him go, y'all, let him go. Open the door, don't hold him back anymore, let him go. Kill the grandfather clause, we got new laws, y'all. Let him go, y'all, let my people go. We legalized the time to open up cell doors, give them scholarships, straight reparations, fix their reputation, let them go. Let them go, y'all, let my people go. We legalized the time to open up cell doors, give them scholarships, straight reparations, fix their reputation, let my people go, let them go.
It's Detention, Let My People Go. It is On the Town with Mikey D, and now a public service announcement from Pamica.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year?
No.
Just by adopting a meat-free diet. That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too.
Mm.
And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO.
I actually thought you were talking about pita bread at first.
No.
Just kidding, we already heard that one. Just kidding, we already heard that one too.
Can I talk more about vegetarian?
It's an amazing track by The Silks, Mountain Man. Although it got me thinking, like, I kept substituting Muffin Man in there. It's like, do you know the Muffin Man?
Do you know him?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. Is it the Time to Make the Donuts guy?
No.
I mean, he technically made the muffins as well.
Did he, though?
I would
He
think
never
so.
Said it's time to make the muffins. I think he imported the muffins from the Muffin Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Muffin Man. It's like an Eddie Vedder thing, too. No. Muffin Man.
No.
You also heard Red Yellow. I had to play a track from them. It's been a while since we've heard them. Cut Through Maps, Gang Violins, and Detention just out of nowhere dropped a brand new track. It's political, folks. Let My People Go. Cannabis Rights here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. On the Town with Mikey D continues now with Milling Gowns.
Turn again and turn to